Bob has spoken particularly to young people for the last number of years. He specializes in going into our public schools, which gives him a forum and an opportunity ultimately to talk to young people, not only about life issues, but about Jesus and about salvation. Bob is speaking tonight at our 10th and 11th grade blessing event. So hear this. If you haven't signed up for that, have a 10th and 11th or 11th grader, you are not going to want to miss tonight. And I think you'll get a little snippet of that in just a moment. You can sign up if you're not at a table that's out there in the corridor right afterwards out the doors and a little bit that direction, okay? And I encourage you to do so. Just in this year alone, he'll talk to 500,000 young people. He has spoken at the last 8 Missouri Synod Lutheran Youth National Conventions, and so it's my great joy and honor to welcome and to have you join me in welcoming Bob Lentz.
Thanks, Pastor. Good morning. It is a pleasure to be here. Some things never change in church. Communion service always blesses my heart. Nobody sitting in the front pew. And then some things do change. Show me the money. Nerf gun fight. And burn. Let's pray. God, thank you that the core message of your gospel never changes, but thank you that we can even change it up of how we deliver it so that every person will know. God, I pray that you'd bless us through your word now. And in Jesus' name, everybody said,
Amen.
Pastor Mike, thanks for the introduction, but I wrote a book. Now, I wrote 2 books, but that may not seem like a big deal to you. But my daughter, when she was in high school, actually had the same teacher I had when I was in high school. And she did a book report on my first book called Grace. And the teacher said, your dad wrote a book? And my daughter was like, well, yeah, why? And he goes, that's amazing. And my daughter's like, why is that? Because when he was in high school, he never even read a book. True story. But I think I might have wrote the wrong title or something, because I thought if I wrote a book, I would get like, maybe, thanks for the introduction, really warm, but I thought I'd get stuff like Bob speaks to 500,000 students and he's an author. The book is available in our bookstore after service. But no, I think maybe I wrote I picked the wrong name, because instead I got things like this. Not here, but I did get things like this. Oh, you're one of those guys. I'm like, what? Oh, you're one of those grace boys. Oh, yeah. Well, you probably don't even teach out of the Old Testament. You're probably one of those guys that Bonhoeffer would have warned us about. Cheap grace. No, please hear me. Can I make something very clear? Grace doesn't say it doesn't matter how we live. Do you hear that? Grace doesn't say it doesn't matter how we live. Grace says no matter how good you live, it's not enough. Does that make sense? If you're writing notes, you could write that one down. Grace doesn't say it doesn't matter how you live. Grace says no matter how good you live, it's not enough. Let me give you an example. I was in Florida. Is that Disneyland? I was at Disneyland World. And I went there, but how many have been there? Okay, I brought my kids, and they wanted to go on this one ride called Space Mountain. And if you've been at Space Mountain, it's an indoor roller coaster in the dark. Well, one of the things I hate about theme parks is that, you know, they always got these long lines. But even at Disneyland World, it's kind of fun there, because even the lines have TVs and music. But this ride was so popular, here's where the line started. And the line, here's where it started. And it was so packed that it went all the way back onto the parking lot, to the asphalt. And we had to wait an hour in line to get to the beginning of the line. Now, parents, I have 5 children. So my wife and I, with our 5 kids, are standing on the hot asphalt. It's 100 degrees above zero. I'm from Wisconsin. I didn't know it went above. I know below zero. It was 100 degrees above zero. I am standing there, standing still, asphalt, five kids. I am sweating. I look at my wife. I'm like, does this count as exercise? Okay, are you with me? Five kids an hour, 100 degrees above zero. We finally get to the beginning of the line. And there it is, the dreaded measuring stick. Are you with me? We have five kids. Amber, our oldest, made it. Danielle made it. David, who is now 6'6", no problem. Joyelle, my redhead, just made it. And then it went to my son, Tim. Dark black hair, big brown eyes. And he was this much too short. And the guy looked at my son and said, I'm sorry, son. You're going to have to get out of the line. And he looked at me with those big brown eyes and said, Daddy. And then his lips started to quiver. And a big tear came down his cheek. And he said, Daddy, please. So I hit the guy and we ran in. I didn't do that. I wanted to, but I couldn't. I had to tell him, no, the rules are good. It's a roller coaster. If you're not tall enough, you could fall out. So we have to teach law, rules. The law is good. So as hard as it was, I had to look at my son and say, Tim, I'm sorry. You and your mom are going to have to get out of the line. Now, I will not tell you if I really did that or not. But that whole story is true. So here's the part. That is a true story. But guess what? So is this a true story. Amen? This is still true. I don't care what they say today. This is still true. And the only thing difference about my story and the story is in my story, only Tim didn't measure up. In the story, do any of us measure up? None is good. No, not one. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Do we really believe the message of grace? 67% of Americans still believe they can be good enough to earn God's grace, to earn heaven. Please hear me. You can't earn it. Everything we have, our breath, our intelligence, our talents, every possession. Do you really believe it's a gift from God? Here's how I want you to remember that. If you have to work for something, it's not a gift, it's a paycheck. Will you hear that? If you have to work for something, it's not a, it's a example. How many of you have a job? That's good in this economy. Sir, how many hours a week do you work? 45. She said 50. Okay, all right. So 45 to 50 hours. How would you like it if you worked for 45 to 50 hours, and after you worked 45 to 50 hours, your boss would come to you and go, here you go. Here's a gift. A gift. I don't know about you. I'd get kind of enraged and go, what do you mean a gift? I put my time in. I worked for this. I earned this. I deserve this. Because if you have to work for something, it's not a? It's a? Are you with me? Romans 4:4 says the same thing. If it's given to you, it's not by obligation. It's a gift. It's a gift. Do we know that everything we have is a gift and that we don't deserve the very breath that we take? We live in a kingdom where God gives us these gifts and we are stewards. And if we're honest that we don't live up to it, 1 year in fourth grade, that was really true. I went to a Catholic school and they taught me the fear of God. And I got in trouble with these things called nuns. And I was in trouble at home, and I got in some trouble with the neighbors. I told my dad I didn't break the window. The ball did. But I was in trouble at school. I was in trouble with the neighborhood. And my mom, my dad said she had it up to here. And it was Christmas time. And my dad came to me the day before Christmas and said, Bob, you're not going to get anything for Christmas. No, I don't sing well, but I had to sing that song. I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are. I'm getting nothing for Christmas, 'cause I ain't been nothing but. I put a tack on a teacher's chair. Somebody snitched on me. I put some gum in my sister. Okay, that's enough. But he looked at me and he said, I'm not going to get anything for Christmas. I said, come on, Dad, I'm going to get something. And he looked at me and said, Bob, you don't deserve anything. And I thought about that. I thought, it's true. And he doesn't even know half the things I did. But he said, I hope you learn your lesson. You reap what you sow. And I went to bed that night and I laid there and I thought, my dad's an honest man. I might not get anything for Christmas. I thought, well, maybe something. No, he's honest. But I'm still, you know, being a kid, I was still the first one up. Like my own kids who I can't get up in time to go to school. Christmas morning, they're like, is it time yet? I'm like, it is 4:30 in the morning. Go back to bed. But I was the first one up. And I walked into the living room. And there, right in front of the tree, was a brand new bike. And it wasn't just an ordinary bike. It had a banana seat and a sissy bar. And it had handlebars like this with floofies. Remember those? And it was mine. You know, I could tell. It had my name on it. Bob. I read it backwards just to be sure. And I went to my dad, and I was almost kind of arrogant. I said, hey, Dad, I thought I didn't deserve anything. And he looked at me, and he said, Bob, you didn't, and you don't. But I still choose to love you. It's the first time that I tasted grace, gift, unmerited, undeserved favor. I'm like, wow, do you think this is what I did? It doesn't matter how I live. Take the bike. No. You know what grace does? Grace humbles. Grace fills. I go, I want to be a good steward of this bike. My dad gave this to me. It was all his. It's all his. That's what we're supposed to be. God, if we really recognize that everything we have comes from God, then we go, let me be a good steward of all the time, of all the talents I have, of all the treasures. It's all yours. That's what we need to do. That's where joy comes from. You know what joy is? Joy is when we connect the eternal with the temporal. Let me say that again. Joy is when we connect the eternal with the temporal. Now, I love some of the things in the temporal, but it's not life. Like, my new book is this. This is life. But this may date me, but do you remember those old t-shirts? Like, golf is life. Or fishing is life. I wanted to rewrite some of them. Like, football is life. Only when Nebraska wins. Or hockey is life. The rest is just dentures. Or shopping is life. The rest is just credit card debt. Or from where I'm from, Wisconsin, hunting is life. Not for the deer. But the Bible says in John 17:3, this is life. To know you, the one true God, and your only son, Jesus. Do you really believe that? Do you believe that's where joy comes from? I think the new Trinity in America today is me, myself, and I. And if it doesn't have an I in front of it, it won't sell. iPhone, iPod, iTouch, I. Do we really believe that joy And it's so simple, you've heard it. My mom told me, joy stands for Jesus, others, yourself. See, I like things. I'm a fisherman. I just moved to a house on the lake because this lake has northern pike in it. We catch them over 40 inches long. It's awesome. I moved there May 21st. Do you remember the heat wave we had this summer? Guess what happened to our lake? That's not funny. We had 3,000 northern pike die, over 40 inches long. For a northern pike, when it gets 30 inches, it takes a year to grow 1 inch. That means we won't have another 40-incher in there for 15 years. Anybody want to buy a house? No, but guess what? If that was my life, then somebody can take it away from me. But if Jesus is my life, guess what? Nobody can take it away. But I ask you, what are your priorities? My own daughter, Amber, when she was young, asked me, Daddy, why do you like speaking more than being with us? What was I supposed to say? Because they clap. Sometimes at a school, I actually get a standing ovation. If just once when I came home, your mom and you would get up off that couch, stand up and applaud, I would come here more. Obviously, I didn't say that. I had to look at what? My priorities. I ask you, if Christianity was illegal, would there be enough evidence against you? Can people really see the source of your joy? You really have a spirit of giving of who you are? Are you really kingdom-minded? We named our daughter Joy Joy. Her name is Joy El, actually. Joy El, Joy El, El Shaddai, the joy of the Lord. And she's a redhead, and we named her right. She loves to think. Thankfully, she has a better voice than me. And it was one Christmas, and she was singing, Joy to the world, the Lord has come. And our youngest son, Tim, doesn't sing so well. He sings like Dad. But Tim, we think he has ADD. We're just not sure because we can't get him to sit down long enough to test him. But Tim is a people person. So if somebody's doing something, he wants to be in the mix. So he heard Joelle singing Joy to the World, and he joined in. But he heard her singing Joy to the World. So he thought you're supposed to put your name in it. So he starts singing, Tim to the world, the Lord has come. And my wife and I laughed. And then I started to cry. I thought that's the way it's supposed to be. This world needs joy. Jesus, others, yourself, more than ever before. Today, 1,800 teenagers in America will attempt suicide. In our country, we lost 3,000 lives to 9/11. Please don't ever forget. But we lose 30,000 Americans every year to a terrorist inside our borders, inside our own skin, called suicide. What are we doing? Will you put your name in that song? But I'm sorry, one thing that I hope continues to change like it is here, the word Lutherans and outreach never went together. A pastor told me this. He said, what do you get when you take a Jehovah's Witness and a Lutheran and put them together? Somebody who knocks on your door and doesn't say anything. Please hear me. Let your light so shine before man so you can brag and be proud. No, let your light shine before man so you can say, it's a gift, and glorify your God which is in heaven. By grace you've been saved through faith, not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, lest any person may boast. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. But don't forget verse 10. Created to be his workmanship. That's to give God glory. You're created for good works to do it. Will you put your name in that song? Will you say, God, take all my talents, take all my, take 10% of my treasure. Is it 10%? The song doesn't say, I surrender 10%. I surrender 10%. Is it all his or not? Is it all his? Are you using your talents, your treasures, and your time for the kingdom of God? And if you are, I applaud. Let's move a little more. I'll close with this story. I was a youth director for 7 years in a local church before I went full-time on the road. And so we did car washes. Otherwise, you can't be a youth director. But I wanted to do it different, so we did Agape Free Car Wash. Because God gave free, so do we. We washed 100 cars for free. We did the wheels, the windows, the bumpers. We did them really good, washed and dried them. We did 100. We got the front page of our local paper in Wisconsin. Went really good. But I got so many responses. One guy came up with a $5 and goes, here you go, Sonny. I said, we're not accepting donations. He said, why not? I said, because God gave, so do. He goes, that's real nice, but I know how this works. I said, what do you mean? He said, I used to be a youth director. You don't charge for the car wash, and people donate more than you would have charged. I'm like, that's a great idea. I said, but it's really free. I'm not smart enough to think of that. He goes, why are you doing it then? You're going to get sick of this, but I want you to get it. I said, because God gave, so do. He goes, that's real nice, but what's the strings attached? I said, no strings attached. He goes, why are you doing this? Am I on video? He couldn't believe it was just free. 100 different responses, but the last guy I want to talk about, this guy had a hangover, not from the night before. Just like me, he hung over his belt a little bit. But he had a little nicer car. We found out it was a white Cadillac. It was brown when it came to us. The state bird in Wisconsin is the mosquito. And it was totally plastered, and the guy smoked in his butts, not butts, but cigarette butts in the car. And we had to clean it out really good. We did a great job, and this guy was a little more generous. He came up and he goes, here you go, Sonny, here's a 10. I said, we're not accepting donations. He said, why not? I said, because God gave, so do. He goes, that's real nice, but I told you to take the money. I'm like, sir, I got a swimsuit on. I don't have any pockets. Here's our address. Here's a little track about God's love. I told you to take the blankety blank money. He starts swearing at me. And he got mad, got in his car, slammed the doors. He goes, kids nowadays. Kids nowadays. And he drove away. I yelled to the youth group. I go, guys, girls, come here. Is anybody here drinking? They're like, Bob, it's 9:30 in the morning. I'm like, I know, but this is Wisconsin. Our baseball team is the Brewers. He goes, no. I say, anybody do illegal drugs? They're like, no. Anybody vandalize his car? No. Anybody call him a name? No. I'm like, this is awesome. We wash the guy's car for free. We don't take his money, and he's mad at us. I can see him going home. Hi, honey, I'm home. Kids nowadays. Kids, what's the matter, honey? I went to this car wash. Yeah, didn't they do it? They did a great job. What seems to be the problem? They won't take my money. No. Let's go to the mall. But I hope that he laid in bed that night and went like this. Kids. 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 Why am I mad? They washed my car for free. They did a good job. And they won't take my money. 90% of what I do is in the public schools. I can't talk about Jesus until at night. Did you know that 80% of non-churched youth feel like the church doesn't care about them? But they know we've judged them and told them what they did wrong. You know what this world needs? Agape, free love. Joy. The cross. What you celebrated this morning. How will they know? If no one is sent. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. You guys are an alive, vibrant church. But don't stop now and become inward. Let your light shine for the sake of our youth, for the sake of the church to last, go to the next generation. Will you put your name in that song? Will you give of your finances, of your time, of your talent for the kingdom? For it does matter. Not to earn anything, but that thy kingdom may come on earth as it is in heaven. Let's pray. Grace, grace, grace. Freely we have received, now freely give. We can't earn it. We are humbled. We recognize our sin, but we also acknowledge the cross, and we acknowledge the empty tomb, and we say no to shame, no to guilt, no to works to try to earn, but we do want to be your workmanship, your painting, your art, your voice, your hands, your feet. Help us to live it out at home, at work, at school, and celebrate it here at church. We surrender all. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. What do you think? Should we give thanks to God? Awesome. Awesome.
See?
Awesome. Well, just be seated for just a moment. I was so inspired by Bob at the early service. I got to thinking and I figured out my name spelled backward is Cram. So thanks a lot for that. But it's somewhat descriptive in that there are times when I've tried to cram all kinds of stuff into my life that I think is important, and then I figure out it really isn't. And I want you to just pray with me today about what really is important. You've heard it. You've heard it today. Now it's time for us to just say, Amen. And something else kind of on a humorous note, I was with all the pastors and leaders of our church last week, and we were talking about it, and they were saying, how's the new plan going in terms of, you know, are the finances, are the commitments coming in? Because I basically said several weeks ago, I'm not going to just beat you over the head with announcements every week. And I said, it's not going very well. And then one by one, every pastor and every leader in the room said, well, I haven't gotten mine in yet. It's like, okay, today's the day. All right, today's the day. So if you haven't done that yet, would you please join the 17 of us who have? I'm kidding. This is really important. I picture people when we get to heaven. You know, Bob talked about taking the temporal and connecting it with the eternal. And we don't often think of it this way when we fill out our commitments. And we just don't think of it that way oftentimes. But I think that there'll be a day in heaven. You've heard me talk about that if you've been around King of Kings for any length of time. I think there will be King of Kings Day in heaven. And that day, that's the day when, you know, God's going to say, okay, I want to show you, King of Kings, those of you that were part of that church in Omaha, Nebraska, I want to show you that the consequences, the results, the things that happen because of what you decided to do. And I really believe that we're going to see people in heaven from every tribe and every tongue and every nation. And we're going to see people there that will say, because you were a church that was different than most, I'm here today. Please join me in that. In a practical way, you can use the cards that are in your worship folders today and just get them to us. Or you can also use your phones and go onto the little outline that's in your worship folder. There's a QR code that will take you right to the place where with just a couple of clicks, you'll be able to make your commitment online. Join me now to pray. Lord, that all of this would be to your glory and for your kingdom's sake. I want to pray a blessing on Bob as he continues to minister tonight here to 10th and 11th graders and their parents and to the young people around this world, that you would continue to bless the message that he has for them. And bless us, Lord, for the message that we share and for the commitments that we make. It's why we do what we do. It's your grace. And may we do it with great and resounding joy, that we could put our name there, Lord. Mark to the world, Donna to the world, Teresa to the world, all of us, King of Kings, to the world, that the Lord has come. May it be for your glory. In Jesus we pray, and all God's people said, amen. All right, let's stand. Worship one more time.